Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Welcome to Sunday, everybody. It's almost the end of the weekend. It is the beginning of a new week. It is not snowing, but there's snow all over the ground. And today we are doing yesterday's showcase today in a special broadcast time because we have some special things that's going to happen today. So let's get our shout-outs out the way. To Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio, currently with iFloRadio.com in New York. He is also the Track One Entertainment CEO, and he gives you the best of live R&B events all over New York City and the best of venues. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. Now, to my team, Monster Miles, Lady Diamond Lee Nieves, Deacon Zeddy Williams, and DJ Domrick Rodney Williams for being an awesome team of people on and off the air. And I want to thank my social media groups, the On the Edge Listeners Lounge, the Black Love and Conversations Group, the Black History Suppressed, Billboard Black News and Discussion, and the Highest Research Science Institute. You guys have been phenomenal in offering me your pre-broadcast question support and also listening into this showcase so that we can help our up-and-coming entrepreneurs and our unsigned music artists get a connection to the gateway that they need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been hearing me speak about Barry Mason's So You Think You Can Sing competition, which took place this past Tuesday night, let me tell you, there were some outstanding talent that was on that stage. I want to thank Miss Dolores Milligan, formerly of the Ladies of Sky, who was the host, and Barry, of course, for being phenomenal as a person as he is. But what I heard come across that those mics were, it was amazing. Of course, it was great to see my girl, the Aluminum, there as well. Now, today I'm going to not only do what we do, where we talk about our entrepreneurs and we give our unsigned music artists some airplay, but I am going to be interviewing, A, the winner of the competition, as well as all of those that actually didn't win but are winners to me. And like I said, just amazing that these people were just listening to them. It was like being in a real concert somewhere, people that would wait for days to get their tickets. So I want them to tell their stories. There's actually one group, if they should make it today, who is another group that has their parent as their manager, and I want to speak to them on the struggles. They're very young, beautiful sisters, absolutely talented. They were a little nervous at first, but once they kicked their confidence in, they tore a Whitney Houston tune up, and they gave me chills. So that was to the group Tracy. You guys know how this goes. We're going to go out with our early break song, word from our sponsors, and we'll be back to get the showcase started. So going out with my man Jaheim, just in case when we get back, the showcase is on the way. Don't go away. Keep it locked with Katie. We'll be right back.
Cause
says so. As a man, I've held your hand, never letting go. Let you hold the key to the Lexus. But I gave you all you need and want as long as I'm alive.
Figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, Attorneys at Law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com on The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more on The Edge.
Okay, mic trouble, everybody. Sorry about that. Welcome back to the show. We are today doing a special broadcasting time for our normal Spread Your Wings Saturday showcase. You guys all know how this works. We do showcasing of entrepreneurs that could be anything from a mother trying to start a business in her home to people that are young and just trying to get their feet wet in the business industry, as well as those unsigned artists that are out there that are trying to get their feet wet in the door and don't have a producer or anything yet. The only thing that I do request of those that are sending in their submissions, as I have told you, or have inboxed me, is that we do not promote any songs that are dealing with the N-word, that are dealing with hate bashing, prejudice, degrading women, talking about killing anybody. Try to bring forth your best, because that's what we're trying to promote out there in society. Today, before we actually get our actual showcase started, I want to be speaking with those people who were involved with the 2014 So You Think You Can Sing competition. This is something run by our wonderful consultant, Barry Mason. When he's not DJing for you guys in the radio and giving you the best of nostalgia, he's giving you the best of R&B events across New York. I had my first experience to be involved with this on Tuesday, and I heard some fantastic voices that came out. And one of the things that I wanted to do for those that didn't win the competition was to let them know I think that they're winners, and they to get a chance to tell their story and, you know, promote themselves here, including the winner of the competition, Stephanie Jano, was fantastic, and she knew it. That's why she won the competition. We have two people coming in right now. Let me just see who they are, and we will get the showcase continued. Welcome to the show, Cole. You on the air? Hello?
Turn it down.
We'll bring them back in when they get together. Welcome to the show, Cole. You on the air?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Renee Stedman.
Hi, Renee. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. As I told you when I saw you on Tuesday, you were absolutely fantastic, lady.
Oh,
you know,
you.
You're a winner in my eyes. Let me try to bring in another panelist just in case they weren't aware they were on. You will be first in the mic, okay? Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Stephanie Jano.
Oh, hi, Steph. All right, I called you in a few seconds ago. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie is the winner of the competition. Renee was one of the contestants that didn't win, but both of you ladies were winners in my eyes, and that's exactly what I told you. Stephanie, you definitely blew the mic up, and that got you where you are. And Renee, you were powerful as hell, and I'm going to tell you that straight up. Both you ladies gave me chills. Stephanie,
oh,
I know
yeah.
that you were kind of a... You're a little bit pressed for time. So, Renee, if you don't mind, I'm going to get her to answer a few questions, and then, you know, I'm going to definitely get into talking with you. Steph,
yes.
Let me ask you, first of all, how long have you been interested in singing?
Ever since I was a kid. I was, like, 7 years old, and I heard this song. It was Denise Williams. Let's hear for the boy. Let's hear for the boy, Denise Williams.
I remember that.
Yeah, ever since then, I was singing. Like, it was just amazing. Like, I loved her, and I love Whitney Houston a lot. I listened to Whitney actually growing up. Ever since she first came out with her albums, I've been singing ever since with her.
I could tell you, Whitney definitely is somebody you want to follow in music. She had it all. I think she had the class, she had the diva presence, she had the church sound with her. And one thing that I wanted to actually point out to both of you ladies was your stage presence for me. Okay, Stephanie, I believe you must have been at every community talent show there ever was. You probably one of the girls in school. Everybody was like, yeah, let's go see Stephanie. You did it. You kicked off your heels at one point. To get to, I remember. And from both of you, what I saw was that this was your natural second habitat.
Yeah,
so
I love performing, so it's one of my favorite things to do, actually, to be on stage, singing in front of people, because I think that, you know, I have this talent that God gave me. I got to share it. It's just important for me.
Absolutely. I saw that. You definitely had the professionalism with it, as did you, Renee Poole. Forget it. You had that, that diva thing, and the outfit was kicking. The voice came out. I think you were a little nervous, though, were you?
I was a little nervous, but then I always get nervous. I think that's a normal thing to get nervous. You should get nervous or else I don't think you love it.
I think Whitney had said that in one of her interviews, but I'm going to tell you something. You girls got it. So when you get out there, you show it. I mean, Steph, like I said, you kicked your heels off at one point. So I think you were like, listen, you guys are here to see me, so let me just let you know. But you guys had such a beautiful humility about you when you were out there. Renee, I do want to tell you this. Kick the nervousness to the curb, girl, because you kicked it to the curb. You have the look. You have the style. You have the voice. You have the voice. You have the voice. The Whitney Houston tune that you picked, I believe you killed it. I think you did. Yeah. You know, and just that, I remember when I ran into you in the bathroom when you were changing,
yeah.
And I was like, are you singing? And you're like, yeah. And I said, oh, okay, well, don't worry. I'm here to help register you in and everything. And I know that both of you have met Barry. And for me, he's like, I can't put into words, because a lot of what got me started was based on him giving time. And I didn't even know who he was the whole time I was talking to this man. He was so humble as well, that I'm talking to the great Barry Mason, and this man is talking to me like he's just a promoter, you know, because somebody referred me to him. And it was more like, he's just a promoter, but he's a big promoter in what he does. So if you want advice, go to him. 3 o'clock in the morning, this man is talking to me, and I'm like, oh, you know, you're such a nice person. Many people don't care. Thank you very much. And then I'm like, let me look him up, because he said he was going on the radio, and he couldn't talk to me. And I'm like, oh, you have a radio show? He's like, you know, isoradio.com. So, like, I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, I don't see it. So I'm looking at Barry Mason, first got some Irish singer, and I'm like, that's not him. So I put in his tag name, which is my intro, and then I'm like, oh, my goodness. This man is 98.7 Barry Maestro Mason. This guy I listen to myself. So I Facebooked him back, and I said, you know what, you could have told me. And he's like, what? I said, you could have told me that this whole time I was talking to that Barry Mason. And he like cracked up laughing back at me. And he's like, LOL, what do you mean, that Barry Mason? I said, the Barry Mason I've been listening to since I was like a teen. You know, and he's like, oh, listen, that's only, you know, part of what I do. It's not who I am, and I think everybody deserves a chance. That's one of the things I'm trying to do here, which is why I told you girls that I wanted you here. Renee, you rocked it, girl. You rocked it. No matter what a competition says, you know, competitions have their own criteria, and somebody has to win them. Doesn't mean the judges thought you were any less of a winner or whatever, but I thought you rocked it. Stephanie, forget it. You had me bouncing, jumping. You remember, I was all over the place. You girls were fantastic. So
thank you.
Now I'm going to pose the same questions to you, Renee. How long have you been singing?
Well, I've been singing since I was a kid, too. Like, since I was 6, I was in, like, my school choir, the church choir, and, yeah, since I could remember.
Well, who was your icon artist?
Definitely have to be like Whitney, Mariah, Celine, Beyonce. Like, those people inspire me so much. And then I'm really into like musical theater, so people like Heather Headley, Idina Menzel, Audra McDonald, they like inspire me so much.
As you know what, it's funny, the two styles that you girls had, Stephanie, I could definitely see you having loved Whitney Houston and have more like the schoolyard community thing going on with you. Whereas Renee, the presence I saw with you was you would be the one that would be in the theater, like even the opera at some point. You know, so tell me if I got you guys wrong.
No.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Like I just love to be out there like having fun and, you know, because performing is fun to me. If it's not fun, it's work. And it's, you know, so I make it an environment where I can have fun and everybody else could have fun also.
Oh, absolutely.
I love to sing.
That's
yeah.
My thing. So, Renee, I'm going to ask you, were you conditioned? Did you have coaches? And were people sort of giving you the diva stage type conditioning?
Oh, no, not really. I try to have, like, a different like presence when I get on stage, but I'm really into theater and stuff, so I always bring like a story and acting to when I perform like musically and stuff like that.
You know, I figured that. I did. And like, you know, I deal with a lot of people that have like minds that go on one track. And so if you say I do theater and Stephanie, you say I'm with the community, it's like they'll get it wrong, you know. But I'm going to tell you that you both said some very key things. A, Stephanie, you said you have to make your work environment fun, otherwise it becomes work. And work becomes an obligation. And then the obligation means I'm unhappy now with some things that took place, but I have to do this. Whereas being making fun out of it means you work with something you love to do. Whereas, Renee, you said another key point. You must be unique, especially in a field that's a dime a dozen, if you know what I mean. The producers have heard every one of you. They've heard the same sound. You got to bring something different. And both of you ladies did. In your own unique ways, you were unique in yourself. You know, Stephanie, I want one of those hats. I'm telling you right now. So,
you know. I'll make you one. How about that? I can make you one by hand.
Okay, I like. For some reason, I feel I'm fat, so bring me black so my head could look small, okay?
Oh, my God, so funny.
And Renee, I could never say I could ever get into that dress that you wore, but if you find one in a
that was fabulous.
Okay. I'm going to tell you my shoe size and my dress size, and you could bring me one of those in my size, that color, too.
No problem.
You girls were fantastic. And Renee, you girls, well, Stephanie, you don't need me because you have a producer already. But if, Renee, if you need, if you have any records or any songs that was already put on a CD and you don't have anybody just yet, you could send it here and I'll definitely include it every week, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, what about me?
Stephanie, if you would grace me with sending me something you have, I would love to play it.
I would love to.
Only thing is, I got to make sure you got peoples now, so I don't want to, like, you know, step on the people's toes. So, I definitely love you. You are a definite presence, and you girls both inspired me. I can't sing. I used to, but, you know, I did stupid things in my life, and my voice was gone. But I will say that you girls are inspiring because you're young. You're trying to stay above the society kicking kids to the curb right about now. You know, you girls are in a hard, hard, hard industry. This is a cutthroat industry. You got to know what you're doing. You got to be persistent. You got to be consistent. You know, there are days that you're going to have to give up things that normally, you know, girls your age want to do. I want to go out with the college friends. I want to go hang out at the club. For you girls, though, maybe going to the club is exposure, which I get. But some days you can't just go hang with the girls anymore. You can't just go shopping. You just can't go hang because you got to work. You got to work on your craft. You might lose a lot of friends. You might lose a lot of people understanding. If you're involved with somebody romantically, that might be something they don't understand. So a lot of things is going to be on a negative note, but it's really for a positive outcome. And you're going to get that. You're going to get people who normally had your back that may not. But this is for you. You girls, this is in you. And that's something I got from just watching the way you were. Even you, Renee, being nervous, you still have that I'm commanding presence, you know, environment about you. The aura that came forth, you were contained, you were there. And I know that a lot of times competitions can kind of bring you down because you're like, well, why wasn't I good enough? Or what was that person better than me at? And that's not the deal. It's just that somebody has to be a winner.
Yes.
You know, and in that point. But then you take whatever it is that you have and make it your own. And Stephanie, you did that. And Renee, you did that.
Thank you.
You did that. Now, those of you that are listening and, you know, that were on the competition that should have been here, if it was a timing thing, the broadcast is going on until 6, call in, you're still welcome. You ladies, thank you for honoring me with your time today because it was an honor for me. And Stephanie, I'm going to send you my email address for you to send your MP3s to. It has to be in MP3 form, as well as you, Renee. And if you don't have somebody doing it, what you should do, go find somebody who dabbles in it and get a CD made. Send it to me and I'll play it, and I definitely will. And from this moment forward, young lady, you girls are both part of my show family. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, here's one order. When you guys get big and you're playing at Carnegie Hall and Madison Square Garden, even though I work there, you know, I don't get to get in. This is what I want you to do. Don't forget me.
No problem. Definitely
not.
When I go back there, you better not tell your bodyguards that I'm like a groupie or something, okay? I only ask that way. And I'm dead serious. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on the lookout. Miss Stephanie Jano, and it's not spelled the way it's pronounced. It's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-A-Y, Jano, and Miss Renee Stedman, that's Stedman with an E-A. You ladies are headed somewhere. You hear what I'm telling
you?
Thank you. You're headed somewhere. God got you back.
This is an entrepreneur show, you said, right?
I'm sorry, say that again, honey. I'm old.
Today's show is an entrepreneur show, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm a songwriter. I produce music. And I'm working on my album. And hopefully, hopefully by the mid-spring.
When you send me your MP3, send me your business info as well, and you will be listed in both of my markets, okay? You'll be listed in the artist market as well as the entrepreneur. If you know anyone else that needs the same type of advertising, we're open, okay? Renee, same with you, my love. Ladies are fantastic, even your demeanors. And that's the other thing that I think a lot of people need to understand, that in this industry, you could be hot, but if somebody meets you, on the down low and you're jerks, you know what I mean? And none of you ladies have that. And just believe in yourself. I don't know what your faith aspirations are, but I definitely believe that God's always first. And if that's what you believe, keep him first, because even when it seems hard, and it seems like he's not there, that's when he's there the most. And I got to say that to you. Keep your heads up. Don't let anybody define you. Stephanie, I don't think I'm having a problem with you because I think you're not nervous at all.
No, but sometimes you still need all that inspiration because, down the road, things could go wrong, you could fall, but you still got to get back up. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, let me ask you a few things before you guys leave me, because I'm gonna go. Renee, let me start with you.
Yeah.
What would you say to our entrepreneur, our up and coming artists on the show right now, to do? What kind of advice would you give them? And Stephanie, the same will apply when she's done.
Okay.
I would say to get out there, do as many like open mics, as many like competitions as you can, because it's all about exposure. It's all about getting comfortable with performing. So that would be my biggest advice, and just be true to who you are and stay humbled.
Oh, absolutely. And before I go to you, Stephanie, is there any shout-outs you want to give, Renee?
I just want to shout out my sister and my mom. They're like my biggest fans, and they always support me 100% in whatever I do. So I just want to shout them out, Janique and Denise.
Oh, beautiful! And that's another important thing, to have family support, because family could be for or against you many a times. And Stephanie, same with you. What would be your advice to people, since in their mind you kind of made it, and as well as who would your shout outs be?
You can't be afraid of what you have. Like, you have to embrace it, because God didn't give us our talents to bury under a rock. He gave it to us to share it. So we're meant to actually go out there and share our gifts with everybody. And when we share it, we're supposed to come with it bold, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of faith. So we're supposed to use our faith while we're using our talents to share with the world. Go out to open mics and become part of songwriting competitions and, practice your craft and get better at it and just continue on no matter what. No matter how long it takes, you just got to stay on the road and towards your future, because it will happen if you believe in it. And I'd like to give a shout-out, to my mom, my dad, my sisters, my nephews, D-Rod, Jody, my Matthew, Mike LaShore, to Fred Simmons, to Carl Bartlett Jr., Wayne Holmes, and to all the bands and musicians and friends that, have stuck behind me and gave me some kind of boost to help me motivate myself to stand up and do what I have to do to try to make it to the next level.
Oh, wow. Ladies, let me ask you to answer this question for them. Two questions, actually. One, I have a lot of young kids that come to me, and I think a lot of them have the fast money mentality in their head when they're not even established yet, if you know what I mean. And there's a couple of people that I had to kind of advise that, in this point of the game, you really have to kind of put the money aspect down the line, because exposure is your biggest paycheck at this moment. And my question to you, Stephanie, would be, would you agree? And then, Renee, the same with you.
I just think that you have to take your time, and because nothing happens overnight. So, like, you have to be patient with it as well, because, I mean, it will come. Even if it doesn't come tomorrow, it'll still come maybe the next day or the day after.
And, Renee, you would answer that to be?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, first of all, it's like this is something that you love to do. And when you love to do something, it doesn't matter how much money in the world you get for it. Once you love to do it, that's the first thing that should come in mind when you think about it. And then the money, those are perks that come after you're established in what you love to do. So that's how I think about it. So that's how I think that they should, you know, think about it too.
Wow, you girls were fantastic, and everything that you said was completely, you know, on the point. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was, a lot of times these same children that I'm speaking about really don't like to take direction. Now, how often have any of you been given criticism, or I should say not criticism, because I think that's the negative end of the word, but critiques, that things that you could do better, even though you probably felt that that was the best work you've ever put forward. So has that happened to you, Stephanie, and what would you give advice to on that?
It has definitely happened. I mean, considering myself, I slept in a Patriot Stadium to audition for American Idol back in 2005. And I slept in the rain, and I went to audition, and I didn't make it. And most people would think that, you know, this is my opportunity to choose a different path, because maybe this is just not my cup of tea. But
wow,
you have to keep on going, because you know what, if you have it inside and it's all you think about, first thing you think about when you wake up, and it's like that's something that you have to move forward with. It's just part of your life, your heart, your world, your passion. You got to do it.
Awesome input. And for you, Renee, as well?
Yeah, I think like critique is like, it should be like fuel for the fire. I think it makes me want to like prove that person wrong. So I use it as like motivation to get better. And I'm my biggest critic. Like, you can ask anyone, my sister will tell you that I'm like my biggest critic. Like, I always critique myself so hard. So I think it's good motivation, and it helps you get better, you know. And I don't think anyone should ever stop being critiqued or ever stop taking criticism, because it's good for you, I think. It makes you better.
I can tell you that's an absolute truth, and that was another awesome input. And I will say this, Barry often speaks to me and about how he's a perfectionist, and I am myself. You know, I write also, and I have, you know, other things that I do besides this. And I too am my own biggest critic, but in some ways, you can't be. I mean, I think be your biggest motivator. This is your project. It is your thing. But sometimes you can criticize yourself to a point where it can stagnate you. And at the same time, Stephanie, you also said the same thing. It's like you should never be closed to critique, because your field in particular is to please other people. So you can't blow your own horn, which a lot of these kids do. And I think that's where the failures come in. Okay?
Yeah, it's
not
so true.
So much that it's not so much that they failed because they're not good. It's because they feel that I'm good at this, so why don't you like it? Or you're the problem. And if you're trying to sell yourself to other people, okay, you can't say I'm the best at this. You know?
Sure.
So I appreciate that. Renee, you need to not be so nervous. Now, in the other hand, Stephanie, what you said, yes, you do need to be nervous to the point where you never know what you're getting into or anything could go wrong. But as far as what you have, you girls have it. You have it. Okay, there are things I sat there listening to, and I'm like, oh, my God, they shut me up. And I talk, so, you know. I was like, whoa. If you were in church singing the way that you sang, I would cry. Because, you know, things like that touch me. And you command presence, both of you do.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank you once again for honoring me with this time. And, you know, hopefully the interview was comfortable for you. And like I said, both of you ladies, I will be giving you my contact information. It's probably going to be after the showcase, because there's a lot to do, but you definitely will get it sometime today. All I need you to do is to send me what you have, including you, Renee, even if it's not something that you feel is out there. You know, give it to us. The whole point is that we're trying to get people out there. Whatever producers may hear you and think that your work's going forth, but maybe there's some work to be given, keep your eyes and your ears open to that, and you'll be on your way. Stephanie, listen, there's nothing to say to you. You're out there. And, yes, even people who are their best, you know, have the need to be told that they're good at what they're doing or that they're doing a good job. So let me say
thank
that
you.
Both of you. In front of 20-plus thousand listeners that you are, okay? You are awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Renee Stedman and Stephanie J. Note. Thank them for being here, and I thank you from my heart and on behalf of my team, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Please grace me with an interview when you guys get big, okay?
Definitely.
All right. I will be speaking with you guys very soon, okay? You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, two wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ladies. My God, they were awesome. They were awesome to hear. They were awesome to deal with. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic girls. All right, getting out to those that need a little push up there, which is our unsigned market, artist. And I'm going to be going out with a very special addition. His name is PR. He is a Christian rapper. He is out there speaking on all of the struggles that the black community goes through, awareness between each other as well as to the outsiders. It's called So Tired. I'll be back here in 7 minutes with our next artist. So until then, this is PR. Hang out with me, all right? Be back in a few.
I ain't an activist, I'm just a man that's from America, but they still call him my African / American, but it should just be American. They say he white, but they don't call him European. They say I'm black when I fill out my application. My skin brown, I think somebody was mistaken. Why you need to know what my race is, you racist? What my skin color got to do with job placement? Should this be about skill? This shouldn't be how you feel about me, how I dress, if I pay my light bill. I can understand you wanting to know if I steal, but if I say no and I will, you shouldn't be in my grill, looking in my face, in my eyes, trying to see if I lie. Would you have taken my word for it if I would have wore a suit and tie? What if my skin was a little lighter, a little brighter, a little whiter, and I had a felony? Would you catch the case of Alzheimer's for me being who I am and you being who you are? We both know that my complexion does play a major part. And that's not fair, let's switch chairs, let me see if you like what you do. Look down on you like you only stood 2'2". Don't even read your application. You white, I call you. See, that's what y'all do, make my people feel not equal. This happens to the older generation, we the sequel. I know you think we slow, look at my ancestors, I don't think so. We did so much for this country, but you still want more. First open heart surgery, stop life, uh-oh. The clock to see if I'm late or not. The mail you sending, who made the box? The janitor that you look down on, who you think made the mop? George Washington, Carver's, Benjamin Banneker, all of us. No, it wouldn't be no Steve Jobs if it wasn't for Mark Dean, Charles Drew, Madam C.J. Walker, just to name a few. But y'all think that we dumb, cage us in like we some type of animals, barely feed us, cannibals. We feed off each other, we eat off each other. So what y'all do, devise a plan to bring down the brother, man. No 48 is just some crack and some heroin. No mules, some rules are meant to be broken. Like selling the drugs you put in the neighborhood, y'all must be joking. Of course they smoking, of course they shooting up, of course they think they worthless. To y'all that's picture perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Black man, wake up, this is a state of emergency, my brother tried to murder me. Black man, what's up, another one just got hit up, another one just got picked
I'm
up.
I'm on fire, but it's hopeless.
During the weekend, 11 on the weekend. We connect like it ain't a problem. Pretend like the beef ain't killing our younger generation. We need to be vegans, but where do we begin? I think the home comes if the child feeds mama and daddy on drugs. Mama and daddy in the kitchen sipping bottles, flipping it up, flipping and tripping, dugging and tripping. You shitting, be blaming us, blaming me, I'm blaming you. You see what the blame it does? Nothing, we getting nowhere. Treadmill, dangerous. Uncle Tom made a statement, he ain't the same as us. He said he moving out the hood cause he ashamed of us. But we ashamed of you, tell me what kind of lame is you. In the middle of the war, you just desert your crew. If you feel some type of way, then this goes out to you. Them Condoleezas, Cole and Powell with Obama features. From Bill Cosby, Oprah Winfrey, pointing fingers. The generation before us is what did this. Cause we were little babies that was born co-connected. On the park bench, you find a heroin syringes. Play a hopscotch with a real crack rock. Thinking that it was sharp, draw pictures on the blacktop. With a half not the team to be half got. Get inside the game just to become the devil's mascot. Black man, wake up, this is a state of emergency. My brother tried to murder me. Black man, what's up, another one just got hit up, another one just got picked up.
Special broadcast of the Spread Your Wings Saturday Showcase, and you just heard from two of the Track One Entertainment So You Think You Can Sing contestants. One was the winner of it, that was Destiny Jane O. The other was one of the contestants who didn't make it through but was a winner in her own right, and that was Miss Renee Stedman. Now, I am about to play the double play of an amazing young woman who I have taken under my wing and just love to deal with her. She's a wonderful up-and-coming artist. She's a dedicated mom. She's a wonderful young lady. She has a positive, beautiful attitude. She's talented. She's beautiful. And her name is Kayla Shea from Toledo, Ohio. Next up is a double play. We have What I Need, and followed by that will be Never Be a Woman, and she is a Katie Barnett and Associates, publicist, agency, client, someone I am proud to promote at all times and proud to just be knowing her on a personal and professional basis. So here's Kay Lachey with a double play. Be back in just a few.
getting chills, low in the rim, every day it's different meal. I don't talk to lame, but I see you love them. So I'ma say, you must be one of them. You're not though, you can never take my place. You can never, ever, ever be up in my face, no. I gotta tell you one time, get out of line. You gon' be dead with you, now you're hard to find. Say my name one time, I can be your genie. Since I know that you wanna swag like me, be hard like me, a cinderoni cut like me, make love like me, hold a fellow passionately. I'm royalty, nobody put a stopping in me. I am my dreams, so who can like me? Yeah, I feel like you don't understand. You wonder why they walk around and call you simple man. Damn, you can never be a woman like me. You can never be a woman. No, you can never be a woman like me. No, you can never be a woman.
To the On The Edge show with Katie Bonnet and friends. That was my girl, Miss Kayla Shea from Toledo, Ohio. New York, look out, because she will be here sooner than you know. And when she does, she's going to be spreading that beauty, that talent, and that energy all over what's supposed to be the hardest state in America. But don't worry, because she'll melt your heart just as quickly as she did mine. She is everything I mentioned and then some, and as we say in New York, all that in a bag of chips. So look out for her. She'll be there very soon, and I'm going to be making sure that you guys know about it because I'll be promoting her all over the place. When she gets here, look out, New York. All right, moving on to our next artist. This is one hell of a sister group, everybody, and this will be a triple play from the group Aluminum. Safa, Sofila, and Sariel, you guys are absolutely fantastic. Another group of beautiful women that are out there spreading positivity and maturity and everything else that there could be out there to make empowerment happen for our youth. They also have a father/manager that is out there helping them meet and greet the industry as well as stay some well-rounded individuals. So I want to let all of you know that they are one of my other favorite groups. And I'm going to start off with It's Okay by Aluminum, part of a triple play. After the triple play is over, I'll be back, and our entrepreneurs will be up. Okay, so here is Aluminum with It's Okay. It's a gospel song giving everybody encouragement and the inspiration this society definitely has disconnected from. So up with our triple play, Aluminum, It's Okay. Be back in a few.
Don't let life Yeah, you know, you got
The On The Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help run their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On The Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Yeah.
listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is a special Sunday edition of the Saturday Showcase. You just heard a triple play from one of our awesome entrepreneurs, Artist Market, and that is Aluminum. They are three sisters out here in Long Island, New York, spreading the best of positivity, keeping their music clean, letting these young men and women know that, A, as a young man, don't call me anything outside my name if you want to talk to me, as well as keeping connected with their Christian roots, as well as positivity above the society garbage, as we all know I speak about often. And in addition, you heard the group Paramours with Ain't It Fun. That was because in the Bronx, New York, they have featured the choir of the Bronx School of the Arts, which is a minority inner city high school. And that choir you heard in the back was a group of those children. So that is our contribution to the artist markets out there and those children trying to make something happen. We are up to our entrepreneurs right now, and it's their turn. So let's get started. Out in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, we have Miss Latasha, who is the CEO of Tasha's Tassels. Now, for those of you who have inboxed me, have been to the site and seen her work, you know what she's working with. She does twisty styles on man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. She is hooking your hair up. So if you are in the Lansdale, Pennsylvania area, contact Latasha for a consultation and a price list at tashastassels@gmail.com. To my boy Mo Mosley out there in Flint, Michigan, he is offering two services, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that know him, that's on his sports page, you know who he is, what he's about. He's a wonderful, funny dude, and he is definitely a good one. So he is offering photography and imaging services under Ianka Photography and Imaging in Flint, Michigan. You can take a look at our website or his official Facebook page, Ianka Photography and Imaging on Facebook. Take a look at what he does, how his effects are with your pictures, how he can restore and everything to that effect. Contact him for a consultation at marmos567@gmail.com. When he's not giving you the best of photography in Michigan, he's giving you the best of sounds, production, creating sounds, working with the sounds you have, mostly Sound Inc. In Flint, Michigan, contact him for information about that either on his Facebook page, Mosley Sound, or mosleysound@aol.com. Brooklyn, New York has four of our wonderful, wonderful entrepreneurs. All of these guys are people I know personally through professional networking, and as people, they are awesome entrepreneurs, and they are great people, and they are quality at what they do. So let's get started with my sweetheart, Ms. Darlene Cox Owens. She is the CEO of Lights in the City. Now, those of you who are new to the showcase, what she offers are these little fandangles that flash and light up. Those of you that can't get the picture in your head, let me make an analogy. If you've ever gone to the circus with your child, or you've ever gone to a concert and you have seen people walking around or in the audience and they're flashing like these light-up neon things that they wave in the dark during a concert, or they have it on their arms, well, Darlene has this. But let's go to the synth power, because she has earrings, headbands, wrist things, ankle things, watches, necklaces, whatever you want, she has in light-up form. They light up and they flash. They can enhance any party, any event. You can contact her, again, under Lights in the City at 347-677-6500. Her name is Darlene. You can let her know that the On the Edge show showcase was where you heard about her from, so she knows that she's being listed with someone that's referring her out. All right? Over in Brooklyn, New York, if you've ever had your PC service or any IT needs met by a company that was called PC Mac, it has been renamed to Doodle Technologies under Nathaniel Johnson, who we all lovingly know as Nate. If you need your PC done in Brooklyn or you need some IT services done, contact Nate at doodletechnologies@gmail.com. When Nate isn't working on your computer, he's working on your events. If you are the head of a nonprofit organization, such as a school, a church, something like the Red Cross or something to that effect, offers free DJ-based services, including sound and lighting, for free, okay, for any community event that you want to offer. that needs music. If you are just a citizen that's out there trying to have a little private event, any type of christening, birthday party, wedding, whatever, he offers the same services for a reasonable price. Contact him at playmusicent@gmail.com. His company for the music services is 4Play Music Entertainment. His name is Nate Johnson. Give him a call. I'll give him an email. All right. In Brooklyn, New York, one of my favorites, and those of you who have been here with the youth, they know that it's one of our co-hosts' favorite, Mr. Jonathan Ellaby. This is an amazing, amazing entrepreneur, amazing person. And in addition, he's an amazing photographer. Okay. Those of you who know me personally know I hate taking pictures, and this man is the only man that can bring out the best in me on film and have me love what I see. So Jonathan Ellaby of JE Photos in Brooklyn, New York, give him a call at 347-599-4535. Let him work with you and bring out the best of you. Okay? In New York, we have a few people here as well. Let's go start with Vena Gilliard. She is the manager of Barry Mason's 2012 winner of the So You Think You Can Sing competition. Dave G, I had the pleasure of meeting and watching in action in May of last year during the Mother's Day weekend. He is one hell of a performer. He can sing, he can dance. He has a little line dance he's created called the Dave G Shuffle. You will not be disappointed if you book him or sign him. And you can contact him through his manager, Vena Gilliard, for VMG Management at VenaGilliard@yahoo.com. My boy Jazz of Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions, he is in New York, and he knows his stuff, people. If you are an up-and-coming artist, you don't have a producer, this is the man that you want to see to bring out the best in you. He doesn't play around with what he produces. He doesn't want to produce less than the best, so he's going to make sure you're at your best. Contact Jazz at 347-715-8075, and he's also involved with photography as well. He's good at that as well. So Jazz, OG Paparazzi Productions. Again, in New York, we have Sean Felder of XS Energy Drinks. He is a distributor. He is being considered now with the NBA's league, as well as people like Planet Fitness as looking into signing him up for his product. If you want to know anything about it, contact Sean at 646-673-1997. If you are in any type of trouble and you live in either the New York area or the Florida state, contact Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. You heard him on the commercial. He is well-versed in all aspects of the law, and he specializes in Florida and New York law. So if you have any problems, from a traffic ticket to custody to something as big as a murder trial, you need to see Kenneth Foote. Contact him at 877-903-6683 or visit him at klfoot.com. Over in Suffolk County, New York, is Miss Tiffany, who is the CEO of African Graze New York. This young lady is a private breeder and distributor of exotic birds. Now, she knows her stuff in this. If you are interested in breeding or buying a bird, you can call her at 212-340-1111, and you can find out everything you want about any type of bird. She knows every breed. She knows every species. She can tell you how to maintain them, how to feed them, what it is that they don't like, where you don't want to keep them. This is her. This is a person to see. And you can also visit her at africangrazenewyork.com. That's Graze with an E, and she will definitely let you know what needs to be done. Now, over in Queens, New York, we have two very great entrepreneurs. One is Michelle Roberts of M&R Weave Design. Ladies, if you want to get your hair hooked up, this girl can look at you and tell you what it is that she can do for you and make you look like a superstar. Contact Michelle at 347-399-0139 and let her know what she can do for you. She's in the St. Albans, Queens area of New York. Also in Jamaica, New York, we have Mr. Ferdinand Love, the owner of Love's Home Improvement. Now, if you are an apartment tenant or a homeowner and you have any job as small as just some basic repairs, anything but plumbing, and or you have some large, you want to remodel, this is the man to see. He is reasonably priced. He is efficient in his work. His work doesn't fall apart after he's done it. He stays out of your way, so if you're one of those home office workers, you'll never know he's there. He cleans up after himself, and he's, like I said again, reasonably priced. So if you want big jobs, big quality, and not a lot of pocket breaking, this is the man to see. You can give him a call. As I said, he is with Love's Home Improvement. So give him a call at 917-362-8697. Love's Home Improvement, Mr. Ferdinand Love. That's the man that you want to see. In Suitland, California, we have Miss Gail Birdsong. She is the owner of Faces on Vases. This woman, oh boy, I don't know what to say about her. She picks up recycled glass or vases or anything like that, and she creates unique, customized art straight from her head onto this glass, and she creates beautiful decorative pieces that you can put in any room with any color. She is able to customize anything that you like. Contact her at Bird, that's with the Y, B-Y-R-D, the number 78, at sbcglobal.net. Okay, and I had the pleasure of being offered a promo piece from her, and I could tell you, I love it. So she also is helping the environment by picking up all those soda bottles that you throw away, all those glass pieces that's no longer something you need. She knows what to do with it. So contact Gail again at bird78@sbcglobal.com. My next two entrepreneurs are also amazing. We have a young lady named Nikita Barrett. She's a Mary Kay consultant, but she also is an entrepreneur, a full-time student, a young mom. She's out there trying to keep above the economic and society nonsense. And she is excellent in what she does. She studies her products and her people, and she knows what she's doing. So contact Nikita at N like Nancy Barrett, that's B-A-R-R-E-T-T like Tom, the number 23 at MaryKay.com. Let her consult with you. Let her tell you what your skin tone, your hair type, your complexion, your look, your facial features, all of that. She knows how to consult with you. So nbarrett23@marykay.com. It is now my pleasure to announce that I have not only a new client for the KBA Publicist Agency, but also a new artist, business market entrepreneur. You have heard him on our previous showcase about the project that he is doing. This young man is out there trying to give back to his community in Brooklyn, New York. His name is Derek Bell, okay? He has so many projects that he is doing right now. Up and coming in July of 2014, on July 26th to be exact, he will be having a spring/summer fashion show fundraiser, of which all proceeds will be given to the Madison Square Boys and Girls Club in Brooklyn, New York. He wants to help them remodel the place and keep the program going, because a lot of boys and girls that are attending this after-school facility is actually coming out more positive, more cultured, more structured, learning more than they need, than they've learned going in. And he wants to give back because he's a product of the services offered by this facility. Mr. DeRizzo, let me give you all of his information. Those of you in the New York area or who can get to New York, please support him in the fundraiser. He is the owner of The Grind NYC. You can see all of his projects and services at The Grind, that's T-H-A, Grind NYC, .blogspot.com. He will be having the fundraiser on July 26, 2014. He has not yet announced the location. All the proceeds will be going to Madison Square Boys and Girls Club in Brooklyn. You can contact him on Facebook at I Am Derek, that's D like David, E-R-I-Q-U-E, or iamderek@gmail.com for more information. Once again, he is a new addition to the OTE business market. He is also the new addition to the KBA Publicist Agency because he has a reality TV show that's going to be coming out very soon. Keep posted on that, because we definitely will keep you posted through all of our promos and ads. That's what's going to happen. We will be back to give our entrepreneurs another shout-out. We have to continue on now with our unsigned music artist. Now, the next young voice that you're going to hear is Miss John Music, who most of you have seen and heard all over the place on Facebook. Her manager slash father is out there promoting her. He's constantly working. Jai is an amazing beautiful, talented, energetic young lady who's also one trying to promote positivity among the youth. She is sexy, she's sultry, she is talented. She will be now gracing us with her version of Material Girl, followed by The Weather of Love, and after that we're going to hear from another very positive young man who is the son of Gail Birdsong, who you just heard me mention, who's out there trying to spread a message against violence and against the prejudices and racism that's going on in the black community. So after the double play with John Music, you're going to hear from Ice Maze and Occupy, and I'll be back after that. Stay tuned and hang with me.
Clouds, sky. I'm afraid that I'm swept up in the weather of love.
Why we occupy?
Why
why we occupy. 99 just out here striving, and the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right, so please fight. Damn strong, cause it's alright. We the people and we out here striving.
Great. Yeah, man. Say everybody missed the good old days. Then he asked me, when was the good old days? We always been paycheck to paycheck, struggling and hustling, just making sure the fam set. They giving everybody freaking bailouts. Then my city went bankrupt and hellbound. Money went down, so the crime went up. Now I'm trying to aspire till my time is up. The people got sick and tired of being hopeless, so we set up shop, demonstrated and posted. Tear gas, my eyes still open, train still rolling, full speed smoking. Shut ports down, show the world no joking. Just trying to get that word out, but we need one voice to organize the noise. This book can happen when you give us no choice. Break, break, break.
Why we occupy? 99 just out here striving, and the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right, so please fight. Damn strong, cause it's alright. We the people and we out here striving.
Circumstance. I speak to every circumstance. Ooh, yeah. Look up in the spot, I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans though. Beat it up, she got me bunch of shots like Rambo. Riding non-stop, without handle. Six shift, no automatic on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss is crazy, primo. About to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on copper. You mad cause she chose me. And she said, just like
Look real nice. Watch up tight. Giving me a heart attack. It's the time of life.
Late. your head. So I'm not running, I'm still here. With no fear, I'm perfectly
Sunday edition of the Saturday Showcase. We are now down to our last 2 minutes. So let me first thank our special guest. Miss Stephanie Jano. Sorry about the mic issues, everybody. So thank you to Stephanie Jano and Renee Stedman. She was a contestant that didn't get through to the winning circle, but she's a winner in my eyes. I want to thank both of them for their input and for their advice to our up-and-coming artists and entrepreneurs. I also want to thank all of the artists that have featured themselves with us on our Saturday Showcase. Promise Marks was definitely one of them. Amazing, amazing, amazing voice. I want to thank every one of you that have been listening and supporting the showcase. You guys have taken up our numbers on the Saturday Showcase alone to 300 to 400 listeners a day. So it's amazing to us, and we thank you for that. I want to thank everyone who has brought us up to over 21,000 listeners. It's just been phenomenal. Once again, I want to thank my team that's out there. Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, Barry Mason, DJ Domerica, Rodney Williams, Monster Mouth, and last but certainly not least is that wonderful activist out there in Toledo, Ohio, who's been a phenomenal and intricate contribution to all that the show has become, Deacon Zeddy Williams. So until next week for the showcase, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference. Join us Monday night as we discuss the aftermath of the Michael Dunn verdict and how it pertains to the mode and mood of the African-American society. So everybody, thank you for hanging with me today, and peace out. Be blessed, and join you here Monday night at 10:30.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.